physical methods to reduce the inoculum of Sclerodium sepivorum in purple garlic seed, Allium sativum L. Authors Magda Rocio Gomez Maraguin, Diana Marcela Torres Jimenez, Gina Natalia Cruz Castiblanco, Andy Catherine Hernandez Guzman, Sadeo Kobayashi and Andrea del Pilar Villarreal Navarrete. Abstract Introduction. In Colombia, garlic production is affected by pathogens, mainly Sclerodium sepivorum, which is disseminated by planting material. It is necessary to establish low-cost technologies to control this pathogen. Objective: to evaluate two thermotherapy methods, dry heat thermotherapy and water immersion thermotherapy, to reduce the presence of S. sepivorum in garlic seed and its effect on agronomic characteristics of plants emerged from treated bulbs. Materials and methods. This work was carried out at the Tibaeta Research Center of Corporación Colombiana de Investigación Agropecuaria, Agrosavia, located in Cundinamarca, Colombia. During the first semester of 2019, 9 treatments were evaluated, 5 in dry heat thermotherapy, 35 degrees Celsius for 12H, 35 degrees Celsius for 129. 6H, 50 degrees Celsius for 48 minutes, 5 degrees Celsius for 20 days, 38 degrees Celsius for 1H, 2 in hot water immersion thermotherapy 48 degrees Celsius for 30 minutes, 50 degrees Celsius for 20 minutes, and 2 controls, chemical disinfection, tebuconazole, and room temperature. 20 degrees Celsius for 20 days, in a randomized complete block design. Sprouting of bulbs and growth of garlic plants after applying thermotherapy to the seed and viability of S. sepivorum sclerotia were evaluated. Results: seed storage at 5 degrees Celsius for 20 days accelerated its sprouting, reached 80% germination after 5 days. Increased leaf number and biomass accumulation. Sclerotia germination was between 33% and 67%. The treatment that presented the lowest incidence was 35 degrees Celsius for 129.6H, 33%. Conclusion: dry heat thermotherapy treatment at 35 degrees Celsius for 129.6H showed potential in reduction of S. sepivorum inoculum in garlic seeds. Keywords: disease control, bulb, alyacy, biological development, thermotherapy.